Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. Joining me is my co-host, Luckett Peters, here on www.goforgold as we revisit what happened in the T20 World Cup matches concluded yesterday, both in Sri Lanka and also in India. And we also take a look at some rugby news brought to you with the compliments of our co-host, Shane Dullaver. First things first, let's go down to the SSC cricket grounds. The crowds that stormed to watch Irish play against Oman was fascinating. We were all very happy to see lots of Irish supporters who came to the ground, supported their team, and they all went back very happy at the end of the match. Right, the Irish were put into bat. They made a big total of 235 runs for the loss of 5 wickets. Logan Tucker, unbeaten on 95 in 51 deliveries, 10 boundaries and 4 massive sixes. Gareth Deccani made 56 in 30 deliveries with 3 boundaries and 4 sixes. And George Doctrell was a class act. 35 runs in just 9 balls with 5 massive sixes and a run rate of 388.80, which facilitated Irish to get to the highest total so far in the T20 World Cup 2026, even undoing Sri Lanka, who made 225 against the same opposition, that's Oman at Palikele. Look at the bowling. Oman was struggling. Shakil Ahmed, 3 for 33. Fazal Shilhart, 1 for 32. And Amar Kalam, 1 for 28. Oman were wrapped up, sadly. Bowled out for 139 runs. Amar Kalam looked impressive for his 50 and Ahmed made 46. In fact, Oman's approach in the power play overs was very impressive, no doubt. 2 for 63, but then they fell apart to the bowling of Matthew Humphrey, who took 2 for 27, Barry McCarthy, 2 for 32, Josh Little, 3 for 16, and George Doctrell, 1 for 6. So Irish win the match by 96 runs in Group B, and remember that Sri Lanka is also a member of the Group B segment. And Logan Tucker, the captain, was adjudicated as man of the match, and rightly so, for his wonderful 94. Right, let's hop across to Eden Gardens, one of the biggest cricketing venues in the world, where England beat Scotland ultimately by 5 wickets. But it was a struggle for the English, let's face it. But they get to the points table and now are just behind Scotland in Group B. Well, the Scottish were put into bat, bowled out for 152 in 19.4 overs. Disappointing because they looked in control at the end of the 10th over. There were 90 runs for 3 wickets, but the back end, they completely failed, which means they scored only 62 runs in the last 10 overs. Richard Barrington looked very impressive for his 49 in 32 deliveries. Michael Jones, always a hard hitter, 33 runs in 20 deliveries. And Tom Bruce made 24 in 18. The main destroyer was Adil Rashid, the leg spinner. 3 for 36. Liam Dawson, 2 for 36. Geoffrey Archer, 2 for 24. Sam Curran, 1 for 33. And James Overton, 1 for 23 as well. Now, the feature in this particular grounds was, like we all know, that Eden Gardens does not aid spinners. And what was amazing is both teams, that is Scotland and England, the batters were struggling to sweep on this pitch. And lots of dismissals went in favour of the spinners, surprisingly. In fact, can you imagine, Scotland basically lost 5 wickets to the spin of the English. That's something that was surprising. Right, England struggled at the beginning, but then ultimately got to the target, 155 they made for 5 wickets in 18.2 overs, basically in pursuit of 53. And the man behind the chase was none other than Tom Banton. He made an unbeaten 63 in 41 deliveries, 4 boundaries, 3 massive sixes. Looked extremely good though. Jacob Bethel made 32 in 28. Sam Curran, 28 in 20 deliveries. If you look at the bowling, Brandon McMullen opened the bowling. He was very impressive. Got a little bit of swing. 1 for 23. James Curtis, 1 for 26. Barry Weil, 1 for 23. Michael Lisk, 1 for 33. Last but not the least, Oliver Davidson also got among the wickets, 1 for 12. So all in all, England win by 5 wickets. Tom Banton was adjudicated as man of the match. Well played, Tom. And then England are now, of course, in the points table, just behind the West Indies in Group D. They breathe a sigh of relief, in all honesty. But the game of the day, obviously, was at Ahmedabad, where South Africa have comprehensively beaten the high-riding Kiwis by 7 wickets. New Zealand were put into bat, ultimately 175 for 7 in their allotted 20 overs. At one stage, when Mark Chapman and Daryl Mitchell were at the wickets, one was envisaging almost 200 runs to be made by New Zealand, but they slumped. They were 145 wickets in the 15th over, but after the dismissal of Mark Chapman, everything fell apart, sadly. Finn Allen made 31, Mark Chapman 48 in 26 deliveries, massive strike rate 184.62, and Daryl Mitchell made 32 in 24 deliveries, with Jimmy Nation coming in and adding a quick fire 23. But definitely 175 for 7 wickets to Ahmedabad is not a winning total. Let's take a look at the bowling. Ngidi for South Africa, 1 for 24. Marco Jansen, he is a class act. He's a great all-rounder. 4 wickets for 40 runs. Keshav Maharaj, always difficult to negotiate. Right arm off spin, took 1 for 24. And Corbin chipped in with 1 for 34. Right, South Africa had it easy. I mean, they played with a lot of confidence. Of course, there was due. And the ball was coming out of the bat. They did have the advantage, honestly, of batting second here. They got to the target of 176 in just 17.1 overs. Aidan Markram, who failed in the last game against Afghanistan, came out on top. Made 88 in 44 deliveries, 8 boundaries, 4 massive sixes. Quinton de Kock made 20, Ryan Reckleton 21, David Miller 24. Right, Loki Ferguson, 1 for 33, Jimmy Nation, 1 for 15, and Rachin, 1 for 9. Well, that's about it, isn't it? I mean, it was a comprehensive win, but I reckon both South Africa and New Zealand were look set to go into the next round. But New Zealand had Group D with 6 points, winning all 3 of their games back-to-back, despite the fact that they had a tough time against Afghanistan. Well played, South Africa. Now then, what are the games coming up today? Interesting, West Indies will play against Nepal, the United States against Namibia. But the game of the day here in Sri Lanka, the R. Premadasa Stadium, all roads leading to this particular venue as India take on Pakistan. We wish both India and Pakistan all the very best. Spectators have been given certain rules by the organizers. There'll be a lot of security because we are expecting a huge amount of fans turning up to watch this premier encounter. Now then, let's join Shane Dullaver for Rugby News. And we had 3 wonderful games yesterday. Police beat Air Force 36 points to 12. Army beat Navy by 57 points to 24. And the Kandy game against CRNFC was stunning, isn't it? Ultimately, CR winning by 15 points to 14. A tight game because they got a penalty at the last moment and Kandy was guilty for forced and unforced errors. So Kandy have lost for the second time against CRNFC this season, losing this game that was played under lights by 15 points to 14. So that's the news I do have for you in rugby. Right, we look forward to your company again tomorrow at the same time. In the meantime, I'm going to spin 2 wonderful records for your listening pleasure. Enjoy it. Thank you once again for joining us.